special guest today. Her name is Debbie Dooley. She is the national coordinator for the Tea Party Patriots, and she has been a grassroots activist since 1976. Ms. Dooley, thanks so much for being with us.
It is an honor to be here. I'm calling actually from Washington, D.C. We have a group of local organizers are here for a summit from almost every state across this great nation of ours.
Well, tell me this, and I'm curious. Now, in 2010, the Tea Party, it became very obvious in the news, got a lot of press, overwhelming victory in Congress, got back to Republican Congress. It was the biggest movement in 70 years from liberalism to conservatism. The national election, the presidential election, obviously didn't go our way. And the liberals are calling for the conservatives just to fold and move all the way to the left because the conservative movement's over. The Tea Party is dismantling, if you're listening to the liberals. I disagree. I believe that America is a center-right company. Tell me what the Tea Party has to say here.
We believe that the reason Mitt Romney lost was because, number one, he was someone that was forced upon conservatives by the Republican establishment.
Okay.
He could not successfully articulate the conservative message. In 2010, we won overwhelmingly and picked up seats because we ran against Obamacare. Well, when you have a nominee that actually put in place Romney Care in Massachusetts, he cannot go after Obama and be forceful like we did in 2010. We're here in Washington, D.C. We are attending a briefing on national security this morning that will actually show how our economic issues and turmoil that we're having is a national security issue because China is buying up our debt. We are active as ever. And the states, there were 23 states that are controlled by Republicans, control the governor's mansion, and control both houses, legislative houses. And we are lobbying them very strongly, asking them not to implement the Obamacare health care exchanges and not to expand Medicaid in their states. At 5:30 on November 7th, 5:30 a.m., I sent out an email. I said, okay, it's time to go into action. Our fight continues on, and we're going to be stronger than ever.
You know, it's interesting. I was on Neil Cavuto's show earlier this week, and right after me, matter of fact, I got out of the chair from Neil's show, and Governor Deal got into the chair right after me, and he essentially, and I'm very proud of this, he essentially said Georgia didn't set up the exchange. There's national exchanges. We're not going forward. And I was proud that he took that position. I'm proud to be a Georgian as a result of that. And it sounds like you're there to have other governors and other states do the exact same thing.
Absolutely. Governor Deal, we cannot praise him enough. He took a very courageous stand. There's a lot of lobbying efforts that will be coming from hospitals, like Grady and some of the
right.
other hospitals that just think, oh, it's great because these exchanges and Medicaid expansion are going to take place. We applaud Governor Deal very strongly. Alabama actually passed a constitutional amendment that actually says that they cannot be forced into, buying into the federal system. And that was largely symbolic. But it's an issue. Imagine if you have 20 to 23 governors of states that said, no, we're not going to implement these exchanges. And the feds would actually, what would have to happen is that the federal government would actually have to come into the states and set up the exchanges. They don't have the money to do that. It would have to be approved by the U.S. House of Representatives, which are controlled by Republicans. And I can assure you we will be lobbying the congressmen not to fund that. Something interesting that happened in their caucus meeting yesterday with the Republicans when they elected a Speaker of the House. Louie Gohmert from Texas stood up and nominated Newt Gingrich as Speaker of the House. and he went down and stated, like our forefathers stated, a list of grievances against King George. Representative Gohmert actually put, this is what John Boehner did wrong. He had that courage to stand up and say, enough is enough. I think we have just begun to fight. This election is, I think you'll see a lot of changes coming forth in America.
We are talking today to Debbie Dooley, National Coordinator for the Tea Party Patriots. And Ms. Dooley, I got to tell you, for the first time since Wednesday morning after the election, I got a big smile on my face from a political standpoint, because I love the idea that this week you're there in Washington. We're continuing the fight. We're fighting Obamacare. I'm proud that Nathan Deal is leading the way in that regard. If folks want to find out, how to join the Tea Party Patriots effort, they want to find out more about the effort, how to stop Obamacare, the implementation of that. And I do have one more question for you, but I want to get this out. I want folks to be able to get to it. How would they get involved? Is there a website? Is there a phone number? How would they get involved?
Well, they could actually email me at Debbie@TeaPartyPatriots.org. Tea Party Patriots has a website, TeaPartyPatriots.org. Atlanta Tea Party has a website. It's in Georgia. If they're in Georgia, it's GATeaPartyPatriots.com. But they could email me, and I will make sure they're provided assistance. Hey, our fight is just beginning. And we feel like, and I thought about it election night, I was just like, wow.
Me too.
I cannot believe this happened. But then again, things happen for a reason. And that's what we have to understand, that things happen for a reason. And I thought, imagine if we can get these states to opt out of setting up the Medicare exchanges. The healthcare exchanges and expanding Medicaid, these states that set it up, there'll be people moving to the states in order to take advantage of the so-called government healthcare. And those states will face financial difficulties because of this. And I think we can get we can force the Democrats to come back to the table and revise Obamacare, because it will just be completely gutted if we can do that, if they can defund it. So I came in last night. We've got a lot of really good things going on. We're going lobbying very heavily for the House. The Republicans kept control of the House. And we're just training. We're bringing our activists in for training this week. So I think you're going to see a lot of things going on as far as the Tea Party not being in the news. When you're equipping your army for battle, you're not in the news because you're busy training them and equipping them. And we send activists throughout the nation for Get Out the Vote. For example, in Washington State, we sent people there for their state house, and they were able to, I think, four of the seats, they wanted to pick up six legislative seats in a particular area. They picked up four. So, if we're really going to change America, we are going to do it from the bottom up, not top down. And that's something we're encouraging activists to do, is not just to concentrate on a national level, but look at their local level and their state level. And as a Georgian, I can tell you, I am so proud of Governor Deal and the stand that he took in regard to the healthcare exchange and the Medicaid expansion. Once again, Georgia leads the way for the nation as far as conservatism.
We are talking today to Debbie Dooley from the Tea Party Patriots. We're going to put a link on our website so folks can actually, thetyjyoungshow.com, pardon me, they can actually go on there and they'll have a link directly to the Tea Party Patriots website. I've got about 30 seconds left, and I'd love to hear your answer to this question. There was so much positive energy winning the House in 2010. Can that kind of energy be replicated in 2014 and take back the Senate as well?
Absolutely, it can. That energy can be replicated because we're not going to have a nominee at the top of the ticket that weighs the whole ticket down. I think you will definitely see that and look for energy. You know, as I said, we have activists. We pay for them to pay their expenses to come to D.C., get this training. We're very heavily, we've already begun to work on our get out the vote efforts. We're bringing in new technology to assist with these efforts. Just stay tuned, folks. 2014 will be very interesting.
Well, Ms. Dooley, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you. It is an honor that you would ask me to be on your show.
We'd love to have you back sometime. All right.